Welcome to Regrouping for Recovery podcast episode 4. I'm Miss Ann. I'm a real person. I'm not AI. This is not medical or therapeutic advice. This podcast is for encouragement, and I hope we meet that goal. And if you think of somebody that might need some encouragement too, please share this podcast with them. Our website is regroupingforrecovery.com. That's regrouping the number 4, recovery.com. Read my blogs, enjoy my book reviews, listen to the podcast. It's all there to share. It's all there for encouragement. And don't forget my book. Please read my book, Regrouping the First 100 Days. Tonight's episode, podcast 4, Break It Down. And God willing, there'll be a podcast number 5 if we don't break too many things tonight. A couple of shout outs, though. A quick shout out to the Men of Care. That's CAAIR in Jay, Oklahoma. I was a guest over there a couple of Saturdays ago, and I had a great time. And I wanted to shout out first to Chris R., one of the counselors over there, for setting it all up and giving me a tour. But I appreciated the kind words that some of you shared with me at the end. It's a year-long program. I know it's a lot of hard work, and some of you were getting ready to graduate. So I just want to shout out to the Men of Care. Keep up, keep on, and keep on going. Their website is caaair.org for someone wanting more information. Maybe this is the program you've been looking for. Quick shout out to them. I also wanted to follow up with a quick thought. They used to say you are what you eat, right? Ever heard of that? Well, it's not true. I eat a lot of rich foods, and it's not true. But seriously, what about the stuff that you consume mentally? I've had a lot of screen fatigue lately. I've been consuming a lot of things online lately, and it takes a toll. I've had to get off the computer for a little bit, and I feel better doing that. And how about you? What are you consuming mentally? The negative stuff? The snarky stuff? The political stuff? The sleazy stuff? The hopeless stuff? The violent stuff? I sound like a $25,000 pyramid category, right? The stuff you consume online. How about those comparisons, though, and doom and gloom? What's the end point here? Does any of this add to your life or the people around you? That's a question I had to ask myself when I was consuming a lot of stuff online. It doesn't. I've got to limit it, especially social media stuff. You are what you consume. So mentally, train your brain to consume the good stuff and put an end to the junk foods that you're consuming mentally. All right, let's breathe. We got to do it. I start and end all my groups and all my podcasts with some deep breathing. So let's go ahead and do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger, and hold it. Hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one, take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas, shame, grief, loss, pain, doubt. Push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. And please do this throughout the day. I hope you're doing it throughout the day. It's so important to build in some breath breaks. You know, just when you're, maybe when you're getting out of your car, or maybe when you're getting into your car, or maybe when you're first getting up in the morning, or before a meeting, or after a meeting, or maybe before lunch, or after lunch, or you know what's going to be right for you. I don't know what's going to work for you, but you do. So please build it in. It helps to keep you focused, and it helps to keep you present. Sometimes your thoughts start racing way too far to the future, and you just feel overwhelmed. And sometimes your thoughts start racing back to the past, and you're just churning up all this guilt and shame, shame and guilt. We've got to keep our thoughts focused in the present, and that's one way to do it. You get grounded when you're doing your deep breathing. You're just focused on your breathing right here, right now. So please do that throughout the day, and remember to hold that breath, because that's what seems to bring down the heart rate and calm you down. Puts the rational brain in charge too, because when you're focusing on something, it's waking up the rational brain saying, hey, let's just pay attention to our breathing. Let's not be overwhelmed with emotion, overrun by emotion. Tonight's topic is breaking it down. And I want to talk about feeling overwhelmed. That's why I spent that extra moment talking about it. What came to mind when I said feeling overwhelmed? Everything? Can you relate to feeling overwhelmed? Maybe you've got so much to do that you don't know where to get started. Or maybe you've gotten started on something and then you gave up, threw up your hands and just said, I can't do it. It's too much. Or maybe life just hit. You know, you got some unexpected stuff going on and it just threw you off track and you're feeling overwhelmed. Or maybe all of them. I mean, there's just so many scenarios and I don't know what it's going to be for you. Maybe there's accidents or afflictions or trauma or tragedies or conditions or circumstances, or maybe just life. And you feel overwhelmed. And that's the bottom line. You feel stuck. You feel overwhelmed. It's just getting to be too much. So I've got some help for you tonight. That's the podcast tonight. First thing is to understand is that when the brain feels overwhelmed, a lot of times it does nothing. It gets stuck there. And that's the first thing to keep in mind. The brain doesn't know what to do, so it just freezes. It's like the emotional part of your brain gets so hot that the rest of the brain can't do anything. It freezes, does nothing. And trauma can actually bring up a severe form of this. They call it tonic immobility, where the muscles can't move, you're frozen, and the brain starts dissociating to tune out everything. Maybe you've been there. But when you feel overwhelmed, you want to escape the feeling, right? Sounds familiar? It gets easy to relapse, gets easy to avoid. Maybe this is where video games and TikTok and other vices kick in. But we got to change up these patterns, because the bottom line is they're counterproductive. Not only do you not make any progress on what needs to be done, but you're just staying stuck and you get in this avoidance pattern. And we've got to break it. So the first thing we did is we recognize that the brain is overwhelmed. The second step, and here's a critical one, you've got to have a conversation with yourself. That's right, talking to yourself. Not in a mental health kind of way. I'm talking about the way the athletes do. I remember hearing Karl Malone back in the late 90s saying things like, and you know who Karl Malone is, the great Utah Jazz power forward. He would say things like, Karl Malone's got to do what Karl Malone's got to do. And I'd listen to that and I'd say, yeah, you are Karl Malone. Just go do it then. Because I didn't understand it then. But I do understand it now. It's distanced self-talk. That's what it's actually called in psychology. They call it distanced self-talk. And there's some research behind it. But try it out. See if it works for you. The research doesn't matter. It matters if it's working for you. Coach yourself. So I might say to myself, you know, Miss Ann, you've done workshops talking 3 days at a time. You can do a podcast. I might say something like, Miss Ann, you've been in tight situations before. You always manage to find a way to get through it. You'll get through this. I might say, Miss Ann, you know, you got a cold. It's just a cold. You've had many colds before. You can get through this. You can still talk. You know, but coach yourself. I'll give you some examples here and you put your own name in there. You know, Jim, you've been sober before. You went 90 days before. You went 100 days before. It was hard, but you managed to do it. You managed to get through it one day at a time. Hey, Sue, you know, you've had losses before, and they were rough. But one thing about you, and you've proven this again and again, you're resilient. You've proven that time and time again. You're a tough cookie, Sue. You can get through this. You call yourself by name. You become your own coach. You coach yourself like it's a third person. Hey, Bob, you can do this. You seem to have forgotten that you've gotten through day after day after day in jail. That wasn't easy. You're tough, Bob. The tough get through things. You've done it time and time again. And Jen, This may be a new challenge, but you've succeeded so many times when you didn't think you could. When the odds are against you, you did it. You thrive on challenges, girl. No stopping you. Jen, let's go. Coach yourself. Coach yourself like the athletes do. LeBron is always talking to himself. He's doing it. The athletes do this. You do it too. Coach yourself through those difficult things. And that was step number two. But here's the third step. Break it down. We need bite-sized chunks so we don't choke. Makes sense. Mom said that years ago, right? One day at a time, one step at a time, one thing at a time, one task at a time. You've been living this. You know how to do it. Let's do it. You know, here's an example. I used to drive from West Virginia to Tennessee. It was 618 miles. And it would take me somewhere about 9 hours, a little more probably. Yes, a little more for the record. It's a long drive anyway, right? But it really wasn't, because it wasn't 618 miles. It was 85 miles to Pilot, where I'd get my coffee and pizza. No judgment. I like gas station food. Pilot has pretty good pizza, you know. Oh, sorry. Got off track there. And another 100 miles, and that would be like a bathroom break, and another 100 miles, and so on. And then I'd look ahead to Food City in Bristol with the cute little race car sheet cakes and their wings. Oh, and some yogurt, you know. But you get the idea. It's one step at a time. You do a small part. You get it done. Get it started. Get it done. Put yourself in motion and keep coaching yourself through it, because you can and you will get through whatever it is you're trying to get through. All right. I hope that was helpful. Another way to get out of your head, and you guys know this, I love distractions. I was thinking of how many sober people can I name? They're doing it. You can do this too. Start thinking about all the people. We did this in a recent group. We're just naming sober people. Boy, we rattled off 20 people that are in recovery now. They had their struggles. They had their challenges. Some were athletes. Some were actresses and actors. Very, very public people. They relapsed on a grand stage sometimes, and they were able to pick themselves up, right? And get started again. When you splat, pick yourself up, get started again. Hey, let's recap for a minute. Step one was when you recognize that your brain got overwhelmed, you were stuck and you were frozen, but you're not going to stay there. You're not going to escape. You're not going to avoid. We're going to get unstuck. And step number two was coaching yourself, that third person pep talk. Come on, you can do this. You've done tough things before, just like the athletes do. Get through it. And step three, you're breaking it down into manageable chunks so you don't choke. One day at a time, one step at a time. Hey, that might be too much. It might be 1 hour at a time, 1 minute at a time. Just get through it. Just get through it. Manageable chunks. We can do it. Small tasks. We can do it. 85 miles to the Pilot. We can do it. And step four, though, it's the most overlooked one, because we're so quick to point out our shortcomings. We're so quick to point out when we don't do something, or when we fail, or when we splat. We're so quick to recognize that. But we've also got to recognize progress and success. So that's step number four. That's when you put your sticker in the book. That's when you journal. That's when you give yourself a pat on the back. That's when you get the pizza at the Pilot, because you got started. You got unstuck. You're making progress. That's when you get your chip. Fist pump to you for getting started. Fist pump to you for getting unstuck. Extra fist pump if you had to really push yourself to do it. Recognize your progress and success. This is when you start sidling up to the mirror, smiling and reminding yourself, yeah, you did it. You got through it. And you will. And you keep going. Get yourself in motion. Keep going. All right. We got to do our Tony Robbins. That's what we got to do. You know what I'm talking about. Tony Robbins, the great motivational speaker. He says you put your hands on your hips if you can, and you put yourself in a power pose. And you know what? You do that for about 2 minutes and you start feeling more confident. So go ahead and do that. Do your Tony Robbins and let's breathe together. Let's do it. Let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shouldas. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Our next one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings, woulda, coulda, shoulda, shame we've lost, pain, doubt, push it all out. Our last one. Take a nice deep breath in. Feel yourself filled with love and positive energy. Feel yourself getting stronger and stronger. And hold it, hold it, hold it. Push out all that negative energy, negative thoughts, negative feelings. Let them go, let them go, let them go. Hey, thanks for sharing your time with me. I'm sending a silent intention of peace and love to you tonight. And please send a silent intention of peace and love to your friends and family. And also to somebody who might be struggling tonight, silent intention of peace and love to them. This is Miss Ann. This was podcast number 4. Thanks for sharing your time.